This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's the best Halloween movie of all time?
Oh, there's so many.
So we're going into the weekend. I have no plans on putting real pants on.
Right.
I basically just want to veg out.
Okay.
And watch all the movies.
I love Halloween movies. I've always been a fan since I was a kid. I could give you a lot of recommendations.
Well, see, my thing is I am scared of scary movies.
Oh, you're not living.
So I am probably the opposite end where I love, like, It's a Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
Okay.
I get down with the Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen special double Toil and Trouble, which, by the way, is on Hulu.
Is it?
Yes. I haven't watched it in like 10 years because I'm afraid that it might disappoint me now as an adult.
Might not hold up.
Yeah, but it was like really good back in the day. But what I think is hilarious is I was like trying to be creative because I post a lot on our social media.
Mm-hmm.
And so on Facebook, I was like, I know, I'll just tell people to comment a GIF of their favorite Halloween movie. I don't know what the GIFs are from. I'm like scrolling through and I'm like, what is that?
There's nothing better than turning off the lights on a dark, cool fall night and watching like a good slasher or horror movie.
Yeah, a lot of people are all about that. but I've never even seen Beetlejuice.
What?
Yeah. So
that's
apparently
not even
that
scary.
Counts. Yeah, it is.
No, it isn't.
He's got really, really creepy hair.
Yeah, but he's like. I dressed as Beetlejuice for Halloween one year.
Did you?
Yeah.
It
was actually
surprised.
One of my better costumes.
Yeah.
For sure
you weren't in spandex as a wrestler. I'm sure it was.
I would dig up the pictures, but my ex-wife is in them, so I'm not going to do that.
Do it!
No,
do
no,
it!
No,
I'm
no.
So curious. The biggest one we're getting is Hocus Pocus, which that's everybody's favorite.
Yeah, I mean, it's a generational thing, too. I think the folks that like grew up in our era, me being at the top end and you being at the bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah, that just speaks to us.
It's so good. And then there's this one creepy GIF that somebody commented. What is this? It looks like a sack of potatoes wearing a correctional facility outfit with like a glowing jack-o'-lantern.
I know the movie, but it wasn't good. I don't remember the name.
I love that. Like, I thought like, oh, this is really great, Liz. Be creative. Have people drop GIFs. And now I don't even know.
Who said any of the Rob Zombie movies? That's what I'm here for.
I don't know what the pictures are of. So help me out because I can't read our Facebook. What is the best Halloween movie of all time? 503-733-5105.
You know, it's not so much that I have a favorite Halloween movie, but I love that show on the Food Network where they make haunted gingerbread houses.
Oh, that's really cool.
Every year, and I keep rewatching it.
Is it the one with the giant pumpkins that they carve, or are you talking about like the Great Halloween Bake Off?
Neither of those. The pumpkins are scary. The Bake Off is weird. No, there is one that is specifically a gingerbread bake off that they do. At Halloween time.
The Halloween gingerbread house is taken off this year. I'm seeing them in every store.
I did see them too. Trader Joe's has one.
Winko has them.
Oh.
You can just pipe them up and pretend you're on that cool Food Network show at home.
I love all the Halloween Food Network shows.
Yeah, I have Hulu, so I'm a couple years behind on whatever's happening for Food Network for the Halloween shows, but I got to get down with this gingerbread one.
Yes, for sure. It's like all the fun of Christmas, which you would love, it sounds like, but backed up to Halloween.
Oh, absolutely. I need to do this.
You should.
What's the best Halloween movie? This kind of took a little bit of a turn to television, but like, it's Friday. We've got the whole weekend ahead of us. We can't really do anything because we're all socially distanced still.
It still counts, though. It's the Halloween spirit. That's what we're looking for.
So, good morning, you guys. It's the Monster House. The children's, the movie, The Monster House.
I don't think I've seen that one. Is it recent?
It's about a house where it's haunted because there's an old grumpy man who lives there, and he's just so mean. But his wife died there, and she's actually the house.
Oh.
Now, did you just ruin the plot by telling us that she's the house?
I'm pretty sure she did. And I just actually did a quick Google. Kevin James is in it. Came out in 2006. It looks pretty cool.
Okay, so I was still in like high school. I looked it up too, and it says it's on TV soon. So
yeah, it's going to be. It's on there every year. Yeah. it's for kids, but
oh my gosh, I love children's movies. Like before I had my son Theo, like I would just be like, oh, can I borrow someone's kids? But now I have my own.
Yeah.
And I use them as an excuse and I'm like, oh,
we don't want to borrow yours. I got my own.
You know what else is a good one that nobody said? Coco, which I know is like a kid's movie too. It makes me cry, but it freaks me out a little bit. But I like that one.
Do you consider that a Halloween movie?
Well, it's the Day of the Dead, yeah.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
I think that counts.
I don't know if I've ever seen it, though. Yeah?
It's on Disney Plus.
Coco's a fantastic movie.
Yeah, but the cry that it makes you have is like one of those soul-cleansing cries, you
know?
Yeah,
it's that deep emotional cry.
And it makes you just feel a little better. I am loving, though, on Disney Plus, because this is the first Halloween we've had it.
Yeah.
There's so many Halloween movies to watch that are kid-friendly because they have all of the original like Disney Channel movies.
Did they create like a Halloween section? I haven't been on Disney Plus in like a month.
I mean, not on mine they didn't, but I just searched the word Halloween. Or if you like click on Halloween Town, it shows you other suggested ones.
Yeah.
And that's what I do is I just go through the suggestions.
All right.
It's been a big life, you know? what's your favorite Halloween movie?
I'm really big into Halloween, but I'm also big into the Conjuring stuff. So, I mean, it's a real toss-up. It really is a toss-up because the Conjuring, there's so much like intense stuff going on there and there's split-offs like Annabelle and The Nun. So
The Conjuring house where it actually took place is in Rhode Island where I used to work. And when that movie came out, I was working out there and people lined up for like literally 3 miles down the street just to go check out the house the weekend that movie came out.
Oh.
And supposedly it's still haunted.
Did you go and check it out?
No. Did you see the movie?
No, I didn't see the movie. It sounds terrifying.
I am not going anywhere near that place.
Oh, yeah. If you don't like scary movies, like anything like that, yeah, I wouldn't suggest it.
Mm-mm.
Is that the one where like the cover of the first movie is like a hand coming out of the ground? Oh,
no.
That's all the other Halloween movies?
Yeah.
Okay. It's pretty much every other Halloween.
I know Annabelle, because there's like that whole thing where the doll went missing from the museum.
So
and then
the
they
Conjuring
were like,
started the series.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the Conjuring started everything. So, and it's funny because if you go in and start watching them, you'll go, it's kind of like a Pulp Fiction thing. The first movie starts at this one time, and then the next one starts at a completely different time, like going backwards.
Oh, like the Avengers. It's like when all of a sudden you're
like
watching Captain America and you're back in the 40s, but then you're like, well, when was Iron Man alive? Is he alive now?
Those are the whole movies. Like The Nun, like the last one they put out was The Nun. I think it was The Nun. And then that went all the way back to like ancient times, like way before all this stuff even occurred.
Yeah.
I just want to belong in this conversation. So can I say I ain't seen none of it? No, it's not good.
No.
All right, well.
That's all right.
Dad joke of the day.
I am a mom. How dare you? Usually you're the unfunny one, Mike.
Whoa. Those are fighting words.
Sorry, I'm lashing out because that was really bad. What's the best Halloween movie?
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh.
That is certainly a classic.
Now, do you count it as a Halloween or a Christmas movie, though? That's always the debate.
It's both. So if you already put out decorations that are Nightmare Before Christmas for October, you can keep them up all the way until Christmas.
Jack Skellington, yeah. Just keep them up till Valentine's Day at that point, you know?
If only it was acceptable.
You know what I've been seeing a lot of is people making like their black Christmas trees and decorating it like a Nightmare Before Christmas.
Ooh.
I have two mini ones in my house by my fireplace that are black Christmas trees that are decorated. And then we have purple and orange lights throughout the house, as well as other Nightmare Before Christmas decorations.
Oh, we need pictures because I need to live vicariously. Because that sounds amazing. Like, I have, like, some gourds in the windowsills. Like, I have a little sign on the door that says pumpkin spice and everything nice that I got at the Dollar Tree for only a dollar, by the way.
Look at you.
But, like, I feel like I need to step my game up in the tree department.
Oh, yeah. You can, I mean, there's so much you can do now, like, Halloween-wise. It's, like, cute and simple. Like, there's even, like, witch's hats that you can buy, I think, like, a dollar a piece at the dollar store that are just, like, black. And you can hang them up with, like, fishing wire or just, like, string, and they look like floating witch's hats.
Oh.
I mean, I kind of have a Nightmare Before Christmas tree in my house. I have Jack Skellington sitting in a fake plant on my end table.
Well, there you go. You're in the spirit.
Right?
Totally in the spirit.
Let's keep the spirit going.
Right?
What's what's the best Halloween movie?
Well, I'm not into the whole blood, gut, and gore thing. I like the psychological stuff. So Jack Nicholson in The Shining.
Oh, that's a good one. I've seen that one.
That's a classic. See, you do like some scary stuff.
Yeah.
And it was filmed at Mount Hood. So, you know, Timberline Lodge.
Was it really? That's true. For some reason,
there's a maze outside of, there's a maze that's made out of trees. It's in the movie, and that is actually up at Timberline Lodge.
Whoa. Wow. I got to go check this out. Maybe I'll do that this weekend. Timberline Lodge is open.
I'll just watch the movie. You can go out and do the things.
You don't want to experience it?
No. No. What if I go crazy? I don't need that. I don't need that bad.
Ooh. Assuming you aren't already.
I 100% am. That's why we don't want to push this over the edge. That's really cool. I didn't even know that, because we moved here back in February, so we're still learning to know the area.
For some reason, I always thought it was in Colorado that they filmed it.
The tree maze thing and some of the scenes were actually done up at Timberline Lodge. And then I don't know if the zoo is doing it, but they used to do what they called the Zooboo, which was a train that they ran through the whole train track there, and it was all decorated for Halloween and stuff.
And then the kids get to trick-or-treat.
Yeah, they have a little haunted house thing at the end that you can kind of go through. It's not really spooky because it's kids. They love, have fishing wire hanging down and black lights and stuff, so when you walk through it, it feels like little spiders on your head and stuff. And then they have buckets of candy for the kids.
That's amazing.
I want a bucket of candy. That's my plan this weekend. I don't want a bowl. I don't want a basket. I want a bucket. Just a straight bucket of candy.
Get yourself some black lights, a bucket of candy, put on Animal Planet, and you could be at the Zooboo.
I'm a renter. I don't trust a black light. I'm not putting that in my house. I don't need to know what happened before I moved in there. What's the best Halloween movies?
Don't Be Afraid of the Dark. It's from 2010. With a girl that found a hidden place in their house, and it had these creatures coming out of the fireplace, and they were scary looking.
Now, was that on Disney Channel?
No, it had Katie Holmes. I saw it in the movie.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a movie. You're thinking of Are You Afraid of the Dark from Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
My list of horror movies I've seen is very, very short.
Are You Afraid of the Dark is on Hulu right now, but watching it back as an adult, it is not that scary. But when I was a child, watching that on a Saturday night on SNICK, it was scary.
I wanted an orange couch so badly every time. That was so much fun.
That orange couch did look fun and comfortable to sit on.
Okay, so this is off topic, but we're going to just go ahead and go there.
Let's go down.
I remember once when I was a kid, they were doing a thing where they were giving away the orange SNICK couch.
Oh.
And you had to send in a postcard because it was before the internet.
Yeah.
And I sent in one postcard and I legitimately thought I was going to win. Published Clearinghouse, sweepstakes, whatever. Yeah, I was ready. And all day long on Nickelodeon, they had this countdown going.
Yep.
And I wore my favorite outfit because I was they're gonna say
show
my
up
name.
At your door.
Yes, yes, right?
Balloons and an orange couch.
And then they had the audacity to not pick me. But I remember they were in Universal Studios in Florida, and I was oh my gosh, I'm gonna get this orange couch. Where were my parents gonna put it in our 800 square foot tiny house? But I had plans for it. Back on topic though, is the best Halloween movie?
I think it's Beetlejuice.
Yes.
I've never seen it.
I don't understand how you've never seen Beetlejuice.
Oh.
It's such a classic. It's really funny. And I know Hocus Pocus gets all the love, and I love that too. This has it's punchline after punchline. It's very quick. And I mean, I just like it. I don't know, I loved it ever since I was a kid. Part of it is the nostalgia for sure. It's very 90s and it's hilarious.
Thank you for explaining it that way. Liz and I were talking about it earlier and she was under the impression it's a scary movie just based on the way Beetlejuice looks. And I didn't articulate it as well as you did. So
I did watch when I was a kid in the 90s. There was a Beetlejuice cartoon that came on the WB.
Yeah.
I watched that. I just never saw the movie because it came out when I was young. Mm-hmm. And it just, I don't know. It seemed creepy because they're dead, right? And he appears in a mirror like Bloody Mary, yeah?
I don't think there's a mirror involved, but he does appear, and it's just It's not creepy at all. It just looks like it from the makeup, but it's very funny. I don't like scary movies. Like, I haven't seen half of the horror movies that I know people talk about.
Because doesn't he have, like, really nasty teeth, too? Like, he automatically makes you want to go brush your teeth?
Yes. But if I were going to categorize it, I would consider it a dark comedy. Oh.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's great. I can add it to the list this weekend. I got to find somewhere I can watch it for free.
Yeah, you need to.
It's really not that scary.
Okay.
Watch
it's one
it.
Of those things, like, when you're a kid and you assume something's scary. So even now that I'm, like, in my very early 30s, I still assume it's got to be terrifying. What's the best Halloween movie? Go ahead and comment on our social media, 105.1 The Buzz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.